everyone. This is DJ Cool Kitten coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu. And with my show, The New Normal, where we talk about what all the cool kids are doing. And today I'm going to talk about first world problems and what they are and how they came about and why they exist in society today. And what a first world problem is a problem that has somehow developed because of our middle class, upper class society. And our problems are so trivial compared to those same people in third world countries who are struggling to find food and shelter and shoes and things like that. We, as a millennial society, or people living in middle class, upper class societies, are so privileged that we think the littlest thing is a problem. And with the introduction of technology like cell phones, laptops, iPads, tablets, iPhones, Android phones, all of those things, we have come to depend on them. And first off, I'm going to list a few problems that I have encountered myself. And many of them are so stupid that I think it's not really that much of a problem, but you know what? They bug me, and they'll probably bug a lot of you too. Well, regarding my cell phone, when I'm laying in bed and looking at my cell phone, I'm typically on my back with my cell phone above my head. And sometimes I'll lose my grip and it'll fall on my face. And mind you, that hurts a lot more than it sounds. And it's it's really embarrassing too, because sometimes my boyfriend will be next to me or someone else and they'll just laugh. But it's happened to them and it will happen to you too. So watch out. And I can't live without my cell phone. So my cell phone is constantly on hand. Wherever I am, if I don't have my cell phone, I won't go far. So when I first got into my car, I actually checked to see if I have my cell phone so that I can check to see if anyone has snapped me, messaged me. Do I have any new Facebook notifications, things like that. So I do not go far without my cell phone. If I don't have my cell phone in my purse, I freak out and have to run back up to the house to look for it. But at the same time, we are all constantly losing our cell phones. And why is that? I don't know. It's just stupid. And I have to bring my cell phone to the bathroom with me, so I'll leave it in the bathroom. But why do I bring it to the bathroom? First of all, we all know that we have small attention spans and we have to keep ourselves entertained. So I know at least 90% of you out there have sat on the phone in front with a cell phone in your hand or a tablet or whatever, looking at your screen, scrolling through Facebook, reading while you're, you know, doing your business, right? And another thing that bugs me about cell phones these days is they're constantly upgrading the technology and coming out with new versions of the last version of the cell phone, if that makes sense. Like the iPhone 7 is coming out, which I feel like is going to have have more problems because they don't have a phone jack. So I've seen pictures of it online and they just have it's the separate earpieces, that two of them. And I feel like people are going to end up losing either both of them or one of them because they're not going to be attached to your phone. So I don't understand what that's all about, but I feel like Apple's just looking for the new way to suck in customers that are pro Android. So I think these days, speaking of the new iPhone 7 coming out, some of my nieces and nephews are so excited about the iPhone 7. When I was a child, I was excited about the Razor scooter coming out or Pokemon on Game Boy Color, which, by the way, my parents never let me have anyway. But I feel like it's ridiculous that kids are now wanting cell phones instead of toys. And why that might be is because now cell phones are being introduced to kids at such a young age. I used to nanny for little boys, and to keep them quiet, I would just give them my phone and they would just sit there and play with the phone. And I feel like parents who are unaware of that are actually creating addictions for their children at a young age, where they're going to ask for more expensive toys or toys that are just, they're not actually toys. They're tools to survive adult life. Do you know what I mean? And another thing that I find myself doing a lot is taking selfies in public everywhere and anywhere. I think that it's ridiculous how much I love myself. Okay, yeah. I will take pictures of myself anywhere, whether it be in a restaurant. I don't do it in the bathroom because that's inappropriate, but I'll do it at stop signs or stoplights in the car. Snapchat is one of my favorite platforms of social media. If you don't follow me on Snapchat, my Snapchat is CBC Dang, and I definitely do a lot of updates about the show. I mean, if you want to see my beautiful selfies, you can go ahead and watch those. Watch for those, excuse me. Then I do, returning on the selfie subject, I do take too many selfies, and whenever I look around, I'm seeing people take selfies. It's embarrassing, but at the same time, people need to know what you're doing, or at least you think that. You think that you have to show off your entire life to people, so you're constantly taking selfies next to food, next to other people, next to monuments. But it's not a bad thing, to be honest, but it is kind of bad in the sense that it's embarrassing. It's also impossible to pick up the phone when your hands are wet, which is something that has happened now that all of us have touch screens. Whenever the phone rings and you, like I've said, I take my phone to the bathroom, and if somebody just called me right after I washed my hands, you can't pick up the phone with wet hands, and that's also very, very annoying and a problem that really can be solved by keeping a towel in the bathroom, which everyone should have, by the way. Oh no. This is something that happened that I feel like this, it's actually a real problem, because if your phone dies and you don't have memorize the phone numbers of people you need to contact, that's a big problem. And that's happened because now all of us have our contacts listed in our phones, and that's just going to create a lot of trouble, because if we're stuck somewhere and we're stranded, we're gonna have to, especially if you're not around other people. I mean, if you're around other people, you can ask to use their phone, which is also embarrassing, I feel like, because, I don't know, it's another reason to talk to someone you don't know, and I feel like that's something that some people struggle with. But, yeah, I feel like advice for people out there, you should memorize the phone number of those closest to you, boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, just people that you know will come to your aid when there's an emergency. Okay, now I'm going to talk to you about GPS, because GPS really sucks. But at the same time, it's super helpful, but it sucks at the same time. So GPS is attached to Yelp, which if you heard me last week, I talked about how Yelp is used. It's a social media platform that you can use to review foods, not just foods, I'm sorry, businesses that you've gone to, hair salons, restaurants, the businesses of the sort, even department stores where the service can be judged on. So GPS is attached to Google Maps. GPS is attached to Yelp in the form of Google Maps usually. And GPS is also, it also has Waze. I think Verizon, Android has their own version of GPS. But my point is, I think GPS is making people dumber than they once were, because if you ask me, I really can't navigate using a map because I don't know where's north, west, or east or south. It's a good thing that I do know people who do. But GPS really, I'll explain to you what happened last weekend when I went on a double date with my with my friend and her boyfriend and then my boyfriend, and we were trying to find Urban Putt, which is located on Van Ness Street in San Francisco, which I very well know where Van Ness Street is, because Van Ness Street is the biggest street in San Francisco. And we were trying to find them coming from Union Square, and my phone was dying, and we both knew that my phone had the better GPS because he has an older version of the iPhone, but my phone was dying, so I couldn't use my phone. So we were using his phone that was really dying out because it's old, and we had to refresh every 2 minutes because the GPS wouldn't refresh with it. And we ended up getting lost because it kept taking us around in circles, or it just wouldn't update in time for us to make the next turn. So my boyfriend and I ended up yelling at each other and screaming and getting into a fight that we shouldn't have gotten into, and which concluded with him just farting and rolling up the windows to piss me off, which I know you're listening, and that was not appreciated. Thank you. But what I was saying is that we ended up getting really mad and we got lost, and that what I had to do was turn on my phone and hope to God that it would stay alive in time for us to get to our destination. Which, by the way, Urban Putt is a really great place for a double date or a date in general. It's such a coupley place. The night that we went, everyone who was cool had a boyfriend or girlfriend with them. And if you didn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you were just uncool or the third or fifth wheel. Which sucked. Which probably sucked for that person or those people. But it's fun. What it is, it's a modern mini putt place, mini golf place, where there's a whole bunch of, it's a big course, and it's in this little building, but it's actually a lot larger than you think it is. But I would definitely recommend places. I would definitely recommend that as a place to go to if you're looking for a romantic getaway, which is fun and exciting. Also, many selfie opportunities and Snapchat story opportunities. I caught myself doing that a lot. I can't not go a day without taking a selfie. It's just not something I can do. But yeah, so GPS, not good, because now people aren't being able to remember routes anymore. I think I was talking to someone the other day who didn't even remember his commute to school because he constantly had GPS on, which is really inconvenient. And I don't know, if I were you, I would memorize how to get to school. And another thing about GPS is that you have to have a shotgun navigator most of the time, and that person is not always reliable, aka me. I talk a lot, so as you can already tell, and I get off topic, and I'll forget when to tell the driver the next turn is, and then they'll get mad at me. But it's not my fault, because you don't even like the GPS voice. The GPS voice can be annoying too. I guess that's another problem. I don't know. But why not just keep the GPS voice on? But if you do use GPS, I do suggest that you use a modern, an up-to-date version of the GPS so you don't get lost. Because we could have gotten there at least half an hour earlier, and we didn't, because we ended up getting so lost. And I disagreed with what the GPS was saying, because I knew where Van Ness Street was, but it was telling us to go a completely different direction. But because GPS is now always right, apparently, I doubted my choices. But yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a break now, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. My show is called The New Normal, where we talk about what all the cool kids are doing. And we'll get back to this in just a few moments. Enjoy the lovely music that plays on our station. Bye. Sitting up to fail. You know.
You Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that the DJs of Penguin Radio develop and produce their own shows, research and write their own scripts, and engineer all of Penguin Radio's live and pre-recorded broadcasts, all by following the four P's: preparation, production, presentation, and problem solving. The DJs of Penguin Radio rock!
Do you, did you know, brought to you by DJs of Penguin Radio.
Listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Cool Kitten with the new normal. And what I was discussing before was first world problems and why they arise, and the latest one that I was talking about was GPS. And I think we all have frustrations with GPS, but to cap off the last section of my show, GPS just, it gets in the way of people finding out their own way by reading maps and remembering their commutes, and it's also often unreliable. Although, to look on the brighter side of things, GPS also is a very useful device that gets people to work on time, and it helps you, especially tourists that are in a different place. It helps people get around. But again, no technology is perfect, and GPS can be a huge, huge annoyance. Yes. Another thing that's wrong with today's society, I feel like I shouldn't say that it's wrong about today's society because that's a little harsh, but if we face the real facts here, we are making less human connection because everyone is communicating on social media and the internet. And why I believe that's a problem is that I'll reference my icon again, my graphic icon. That was at a nice dinner with my boyfriend and my parents, and we spent a good probably 10 minutes of that looking at our phones and not talking to one another. And that kind of sucks, right? But another thing about that is that it creates kind of a barrier between human beings and them being able to interact with each other. Little kids are now, there's these social media things online, and they're talking to each other on social medias, and it's kind of sad. And Facebook has become a necessity. I wouldn't say that entirely, because I do have friends, and I myself have gone on a hiatus from Facebook and social media, but I found myself being out of the loop more often because Facebook has become one of the easiest ways to contact your friends and family, because Facebook Messenger is so convenient. And I found myself kind of being out of the loop and lost, and I eventually had to reopen my Facebook for that reason. Also, there are studies that have shown that it has made it easier for couples to cheat on one another, because people can communicate on Facebook and delete messages, and it sparked past relationships to to rekindle over Facebook because they are seeing each other again. And it's, I wouldn't say that it's Facebook's fault or social media's fault, but it's definitely become, it's definitely become something that is causing more divorce and breakups and sad things. But that's just another thing, a sad thing that that social media has introduced to us these days. Oh, I cannot, I have to talk about this because I face this on the daily. When I text my boyfriend, sometimes I'll text him with one word answers like K or we need to talk or whatever. And then he, as the anxious person that he is, starts to overanalyze why I said K instead of, okay, honey, or that's all right, or not telling him what we need to talk about after I say what we need to talk, that we need to talk. And whatever, I actually recently sent him this funny meme. A meme, by the way, is an online joke that has normally has a image attached to it that is that references some media in society. I will give you better examples of memes in another show, but basically it was just a quote that I thought was funny, and it said, when a girl says whatever to you, it means that she wants you to drown in a fish tank full of sharks, and then, yeah, something along those lines. And whatever is normally seen in a connotative way, but it negatively connotative way, but I do use whatever a lot just because it's the first thing that comes to mind, and it's not really anything, doesn't really mean much, really, but it does cause a lot of miscommunication, and he will text back, or it'll be during work, and he'll stop what he's doing at work to text me back, but I tell him, you can just get back to me later, but because he's such an anxious person that needs to solve all of his problems right away, he gets mad at me. But that's happened with all of my relationships. I think every single guy, also, topic related to relationships and cell phones, to people who are newly dating, I kid you not, when I used to be this type of girl, but I would wait on my cell phone. I would wait for that person to text me back. And it would be so infuriating when they didn't. And it's just, I literally would just run at my phone every time I heard it buzz, and if it wasn't the person that I wanted it to be, I'd be deeply disappointed. And I feel like that's something that kind of has happened because people don't call each other anymore, or people don't actually come to each other's doorsteps to hang out, or when you're getting to know someone on such a vague social media level, it causes a lot of conflict. I think that's just my personal experience. I know for a fact that a lot of my friends have that same experience. But girls, don't wait on the man. He will come to you if he likes you. And trust me, he will not be able to stop texting you if he likes you. Personal experience from DJ Cool Kitten. Also, so there is this cool thing called Reddit, where it's just another social media website that has garnered a lot of attention from the nerd society out there. But I love Reddit. I don't use it that often, and I don't upload to it very often, but Reddit is a cool thing. So I'm going to explain to you what this is. So Reddit has things called subreddits, which are different branches of Reddit. For example, Reddit has subreddit funny, or subreddit gross, subreddit, let me see, first world news, first subreddit pics or gifs, subreddit. What those subreddits are just categories of the website where people can post about that particular topic. Like, for example, subreddit shower thoughts is a place where people can post their random thoughts that they have during the day. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the shower, but it's funny because people are random, and it's one of these days I will maybe do a show that focuses on social media platforms like this, because it is very interesting. And if you have not used Reddit yourself, why not check it out, you know? So There is a subreddit called subreddit First World Problems, and I think it's hilarious. So I'm going to read off a few that I thought was really funny. So the first one here, and it has 261 upvotes, which means that 261 people thought this was funny or thought it was interesting. And it says, YouTube made my kid watch an unskippable Donald Trump ad before his cartoons, which is self-explanatory. Your kids don't need to be watching Donald Trump ads, but you're right. That is a problem, I suppose. I wouldn't want my kids watching Donald Trump. By the way, the debate is tonight at 6 after my show, if you're interested in that. But yes, that's a problem. Second one. I want to play a drinking game during the debate tonight, but I'm afraid I'll end up with an alcohol poisoning. Okay, yeah, that is a problem. But that is actually really funny, because if you don't know what drinking games are, you could take a shot every time Donald Trump says something dumb. Or, excuse me for all those Donald Trump supporters out there, but I'm just using my example. I actually don't pay attention to politics that often, but I think it's funny that someone wants to do a drinking game out of it, make a drinking game out of it, because that's actually a really good idea, although I do not drink. But I do not advise that you that you drink to this debate, because it's important stuff. I bought ice cream sandwiches at the grocery store and got stuck behind a massive wreck on the way home and could not eat two extremely messy ice cream sandwiches while the rest of them melted. That sucks. Oh man. I love ice cream. I'm sorry, that's really funny. But it is, yes, that is a perfect example of a first world problem. Let's read another one. I need another beer, but my cat is sleeping on my lap and she's snoring. Well, that's cute. Oh, cats are definitely, I love cats. I do. I really love cats, but they are first world problems because they like to sit on you when you need to get up, and they like to play with your computer when you're using it, and they like to do really annoying things while you're doing things that do not need them in the picture. But yes, cats are first world problems. But, you know, maybe you don't need that beer. Am I right? My package is supposed to arrive by 8 p.m. today, and it's 8:19, and it hasn't arrived yet. Why? Why is that a problem? Oh, I guess if you're a micromanager, that can be a real problem. That could be a real problem for you. But never trust things that are supposed to arrive on time when they're coming through U.S. Postal or FedEx or UPS, because it's never going to do that. Unless you use Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime has not failed me yet. So what Amazon Prime does is it sends you things within the next day, and it's amazing. Although it's expensive. Oh, by the way, another first world problem that I had today. I signed up for Amazon Prime for the free trial, and I forgot to cancel the free trial. So they charged me $100 for the real Amazon Prime, and I had to call them and cancel it. But it wasn't that big of a problem, because they do have an excellent online help team that will cancel, that will help you with the problems. And I didn't have a problem after that. So in other news, that happened. Let's see. I'm going to read off a few more and then go to a break. But I love Reddit. I think this is hilarious. And this is one that I think is kind of dumb. I finished my biscuit before my tea is cool enough to start drinking. Oh, well, that sucks for you. But, you know, I guess you should have timed that better. I want to see the home screen on my iPhone 7 straight out of my pocket, but my fingerprint sensor is too fast. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I'm sorry that that's a problem, random Redditor. But yeah, I definitely suggest that you check out Reddit, especially the subreddit Shower Thoughts, because I think that one's hilarious. But since it's not pertaining to the subject I'm talking about today, I'm not going to read off any shower thoughts, but maybe a future show, you know. But yes, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and my show is called The New Normal, and it airs every 5 p.m. every Monday. And we're going to go to a quick break, and I hope that you're enjoying my show and that you will stay tuned for when the break is over. All right, see you later. Cool Kitten again, coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu. My show is called The New Normal, and you're listening to it right now. And today's show is about first world problems, hashtag first world problems to be exact. And well, what I was talking about before was Reddit and subreddits. And what I suggest that you guys all do, or I mean, you don't have to, but it's interesting to take a look at Reddit sometimes, because the homepage of Reddit has some pretty interesting, funny things, or even relevant things to society, like the news and politics. But some of it can be offensive, so please don't get mad at me if you see something offensive. But now that we've talked about some really trivial problems, I do want to address these very, very real problems that have arisen because of social media and the internet and cell phones and touch screens and all of that sort. Because I know that I have fallen victim to a lot of them. And I know that some of my friends have as well. So one of the things that I can talk about directly is I have an addiction to social media, and I don't think it's that big of a problem, but it is, according to some people. And I constantly have to have my phone on me, and I know that there are other people out there like that. I mean, there's no group that's Cell Phone Addictions Anonymous, but if there is one, holla at me, because I'm probably going to need that. But it's a very real addiction. sometimes it'll take away from sleep. It'll take away from you doing well in school because you constantly have to be updating what you're doing and making sure everyone thinks you're cool, which isn't cool if you're stay in school, kids, because no one's too cool for school. But I'm funny. Not really. But yes. Addiction. It's not a good thing, and we're gonna get more into what that can cause. And I do have a few articles that I printed out that I'm gonna quote to you guys because it is a real big problem. And I wish I had more time to talk to you about these. I did, and I may have a second one to follow up with this topic because it's very real, and I feel like it should be a public service announcement. I apologize for my lisp. Social media is causing a lot of depression because people are not portraying themselves completely accurately online, and then other people are comparing themselves to what those people are portraying themselves as. I know that may sound very confusing, but say, for example, I went skydiving the other day. I did not, but let's say I did. And I posted pictures of that, and somebody else was like, "Oh man, I want to skydive too, but I don't have any money. That sucks." And then they'll get a little bit depressed, and then more things will happen that'll make them even more depressed. Like, I'm not getting enough likes on my picture. Nobody likes me. I guess that kind of sucks too. And then they'll get a little bit more depressed. And there is a rush that I get from getting likes online. By the way, I do have an Instagram, so you can follow me at Instagram at kitty_dang. And that is my Instagram, which is kitty_dang. You can give me more likes and make me even more happy. But yes, it's a problem because people are getting are wanting more attention but not getting it, and comparing themselves to people who supposedly have better lives and more money than them. And let's say this one article by www.anxiety.org is saying that it categorizes these problems in three separate titles. Compare and despair, which is what I was talking about, is people are comparing themselves to other people's lives that they portray themselves as online, and they're getting jealous. There's jealousy that arises. The people are getting anxious because they aren't living the high life like their friends are living. They don't have as much money. Come on, we're college students. We're all broke. So life sucks. But some people make it seem like it's great. But another one is fear of missing out, which is the same on the same topic, but a little different, because sometimes your friends will be going out and they'll be Snapchatting stories of them dancing at the club or getting turned up. By the way, I guess I have to explain to you what turned up means. Turned up means partying it up. I feel like I can find another definition for that, but it basically means they're having fun. And you're not allowed, you can't go because you're sick. And then you'll see your friends going out without you, and you'll get sad or depressed or jealous even. I don't know, maybe some girl out there is flirting with that guy you like, and you can't be there to stop it. Just an example. Girls, if a guy's gonna flirt with some other girl, he's not for you. End of story. But the third topic is social media is more addictive than cigarettes. There's a study done at University of Chicago, where they have found that that social media is more addictive than cigarettes, and it's harder to abstain from a cocktail might be, which means, I'm not really sure why they worded it like that, but I feel like it's also saying that social media is more addictive than alcohol. although it's not going to give you liver disease or emphysema, something life-threatening like that, it's still, it's kind of, it's sad that social media is more addictive than cigarettes, because cigarettes have nicotine in them, which is a very addictive substance, whereas social media is just some, it's a personal preference, or it's not really a chemical, it's not a chemical dependency like cigarettes are, which is really, really depressing to hear about. But I declare myself as a social media addict. I'm sorry, but you know, one of these days, maybe I'll start Social Media Addicts Anonymous. Nobody's going to go. I mean, maybe it'll be on Facebook. So everyone's going to communicate on Facebook. How about that? All right. So Daily Mail has an article that is telling us that online time can lead to stress and sleeping disorders and depression. But actually, this article isn't as relevant. This one actually has scientific information that tells you why it's causing sleep deprivation. It's the Washington Post, and it's titled "Blue Light from Electronics Disturbs Sleep, Especially for Teenagers." And actually, blue lights that are emitted from cell phones and other touchscreen devices and laptops actually lower melatonin levels. And melatonin is a chemical in your brain that actually promotes relaxation and sleepiness and drowsiness. And when you are, I do this all the time, I am definitely on my phone before I sleep, and I feel like I could probably fall asleep at least 15 minutes sooner, if not half an hour sooner, if I did not look at my cell phone. But it does, it's not just an addiction, it's a scientific chemical, it's a scientific reaction that your brain has to the light source that keeps you up at night. And this study was actually done by the National Sleep Foundation, and they polled parents to see how much their kids were sleeping. And the numbers were really kind of shocking, because actually teenagers and adolescents are more sensitive to the blue light, and which is crucial, because this is the time that they are human beings are developing and becoming, because like readying themselves for society. And if they're stuck looking at their cell phones before they sleep, they're going to lose a lot of, and it also says that it lowers the quality of sleep as well. So you guys, I know I'm probably not going to listen to my own advice with this, but I think that it's important that you guys probably turn off your cell phone or put it on Do Not Disturb before you sleep, so that you can function as a higher human being. Okay, this last topic really hit me hard, because I talked to you about FITSPO last show, and I don't have enough time to really get into it, which makes me sad, but I definitely am 80% sure I'm going to cover this topic on another show. But FITSPO is a thing that where people can look at pictures of people who are fit on Instagram and Facebook and follow these insanely fit people and look to them as inspiration. So hence FITSPIRATION. Those two words come together. And for me, I became very obsessive about it. I did beauty pageants in the past, and that even added to this whole body image issue, but now I'm living a healthier life. And in a future show, I'll talk about how I overcame that struggle. But there is something that is very similar to FITSPO that I learned about a while ago, and I almost did a paper on it. But I'm glad I'm able to talk to you about this today, just a little bit. I guess it'll be a precursor to one of my future shows. But there's a thing called Pro Anna and Pro Mia, which is basically, Anna is a short version of anorexia, and Mia is a short version of bulimia. So people are pro anorexia and pro bulimia. And there are websites dedicated to this where, I kid you not, there's this quote. So where is it? It is, It is. You may already know the difference between Rexies and anorexics. Rexies are elite anorexic people, which is really sad. So if you are a good Rexy, you will not die. So basically, it's safe to be an anorexic as long as you don't die. And I think that's appalling to me. It's positive in the fact that it does give anorexic people a society online where they can communicate with one another. But I don't believe it's healthy. And I'm not going to do any type of body shaming on my show because I don't believe in that. But it's really sad that there are people that think it's okay to deprive yourself of food. And it's okay to work out, but these people, I know because I used to kind of have a body image disorder and an eating disorder, is that we overwork ourselves because I worked out way more often every single day than I should have, and with that you can burn yourself out. But this pro Anna and pro Mia are basically online societies. Communities, excuse me, that are promoting the idea that bulimia and anorexia are okay. But I wanted to bring this to your attention because it's not okay. It really isn't okay to think that you need to be thinner and to go through extremes to achieve your fitness or body image goals because you could end up really hurting you and hurting those around you, because people who love you are not going to allow you to deprive yourself of food just because you don't look the way that you want to look. Find a group of people who will accept you for who you are instead of motivate you like pro Anna to look a certain way. I know that it was really hard for me because I have dated quite a few guys who did not make me feel good about my body, and that's not okay. So I know those of you out there who think that you need to change for other people, don't do that because it's not okay, and love yourself. Don't. But anyway, I have to wrap my show up because the 808 is coming up next with DJ. I can't pronounce her DJ name for the life of me, but she is such a sweet girl. And she's looking at me right now. But yes, the 808 is coming up where she talks about Hawaii and all that fun stuff. And this is radio.dominican.edu. And this is DJ Cool Kitten signing off from my show, The New Normal. And see you next time. Goodbye.
Anyway, let's search for the moment when youth betrayed itself to age. So let the children play inside your heart always, and death you will defy. So you will never die.
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, in 1970, first Catholic college to grant the BA degree to women. Dominican College of San Rafael became Dominican University of California at the beginning of the 2000-2001 academic year. This change recognized the university's